Well, Declan, it's nearly time to kick off the season for the second time. How's the second pre-season going?
It's been good. Obviously, we've had to wait late on in it. They bring some players in. It's a strange one though, because a lot of players have been involved in lockdown, and they'd have been tied in with their clubs, previous clubs, up until recently. So it was strange, but the players have been magnificent. The players we brought on have been great. The players that we have on have been great. It was unusual. Obviously, you didn't have the facility at the Brandywell to train. We didn't have changing facilities, so all the rules in terms of social distancing and maybe groups of five and then groups of 10, groups of 14, it was different every day, and we had to move with the time, so it was certainly unusual. But thankfully, over the last number of weeks, we were able to get back to a sense of normality, and we got good work under the players. Players are looking sharp, players are looking fit, so it's been good for us.
Of course, football's going to be different, Declan. No fans in the ground. It's going to be a big change for yourself and for the players. That 12th man's missing.
It absolutely is, and it's certainly it's something that we have to deal with. We have to make sure that we're ready for it. And the one plus on that is where we train. We train in the Brandywell on a daily basis. There's nobody at the training sessions, so we got to replicate that in our games. We train very well on a daily basis. We got to make sure that when we go out for the games, we understand that 12th man's not there, who are so important to us and so important in our gameplay, as intimidating the atmosphere for the opposition. So we know that, we spoke about that. But ultimately, this live streaming service, we understand that all our fans are going to be sitting at home. They're going to be watching in. You're going to meet these guys in the street. We're going to go back to our houses, ourselves, and our families will be sitting glued under the game. So we know that, it's not a case of out of sight, out of mind. Everybody's going to have an opinion, and rightly so. We're at the cutting edge of football. We got to make sure that we perform on a match night, and everybody will be sitting glued on right throughout the country and further afield, because with the pass, which I think is fantastic value for money, every club is going to be watching, every supporter in Ireland is going to be watching. So again, as much as we're going to miss our support, and we really are, we got to understand that every single supporter is going to be watching these games. The bars, restaurants, everywhere are going to have these games on, so it's key to us that we perform.
Of course, the league is a very short league this year, 14 games, Declan. It's very important now to hit the ground running at the start, and Sligo won't be an easy opposition.
There's not going to be any easy opposition in the campaign. Everybody's going to be scrapping for their lives. Everybody's going to be fighting for every point. There's teams that normally might come and set up for a point and be happy to take a point, whereas this time now the games are coming and they're going to run out very quickly, so everybody's going to be going for the three. I think first goals in games are going to be critical. I think the way you start the game is going to be critical. So we've all spoke about that, and we understand, but the pleasing thing for me is we have numbers and depth here. We're going to have to rotate. You've got five subs in the games. We're going to have to make sure we use our subs wisely. We're going to have to manage the minutes of players having the time. When you smell from the opposition they're getting a bit tired, we're going to have to use that to freshen up. But we have we played Dundalk away and lost in the 85th minute. They slipped from a corner. We came back from behind in a horrendous night in the Brandywell. Beat Bohemians at home and lost to Waterford by two absolutely worldly goals from distance in the last minute of injury time in the first half, and last minute of injury time in the second half. So we got to learn from them games also, but we got to understand that everything is geared now towards moving forward from here on in.
Of course, you brought on Joe Thompson, you brought on Adam Hamill. You lost out on the leading goal scorer last year in junior. You were looking at young Kelly to bring back to Brandywell, but you've brought two new players to the Brandywell today. What do you expect those two boys to bring?
To be honest, I think they're going to have competition for places right throughout the group. They're two talented boys. Dunwoody's a guy that I have watched for a couple of years with a under 21 setup. He's a guy that came. When I asked about him, the Embarra Clough, he was very complimentary of the boy, and he's come in today and trained really well. Ibrahim is a great lad. He's had a decent pedigree. This will be new for him. It will certainly be new for him. He's a different type of centre forward, that we're really looking for. But James Akintunde is also a fantastic player. James is a strong, strong boy. And obviously Adam Hamill's getting up to speed. He's had a few months out, but You know, once we get him up to speed, he's going to be a fantastic player. And don't underestimate the importance of keeping Stevie Mullen at the club. So, and Joe Thompson, as you say, has a wealth of experience for such a young lad, and he's been brilliant since he's came to the club. So, really, really happy with the recruitment. Again, it's going to be so much in terms of certain minutes for certain players and more minutes for other players. So, you know, it's going to be good competition for places and the ability to freshen it up when we can.
That's five players you've brought in, Declan. Can you expect any more for the transfer window? One or two, maybe?
To be honest, there's a few things in the pipeline. I'm not confident there'll be anything on before Friday, but the deadline only closes for players that's under contract at other clubs this Friday. Any free agents are still available right throughout the month of August. So again, never say never. There might be another one, might be another two, might not be any more. We'll see how we are after the next couple of days. But as I say, look, we're very happy, very, very happy with the people we brought here. I think we had good quality players here as well. You know, Walter Figueroa has been excellent since he's came to this football club. We went to all Ali Gilchrist, Kieran Coyle, Kieran Harkin, Gerard Bruno, all these guys, Clifford, you know, we'll go through them all seasoned players, players that can really enhance us. And, you know, we're sitting here today and we have a 21, 22 really talented players at training, and that's everything that we wanted a couple of weeks back.
Of course, you don't know that there are five subs. That's a change for you. You know, we've seen it in the Premiership, five subs. Will that help you through games as well? You know, maybe if things are not going right, you have five subs there. That's a big change.
It certainly is, but it can also help the opposition, you know, because when you come on as a sub, you got to get up to speed really quickly. You got to understand the game. You got to understand the minutes in the game that you're sitting on the sidelines watching. So you got to be really attentive in terms of when you go on the pitch. You've got to know exactly what you're going on the pitch to. So we spoke about that as well, and you know, it's certainly going to be different. It is going to be different, but again, you have to back the players that we have. I think we've players that can come on and change games. We will be rotating our squad. We think that we have players that will enable us to rotate our squad. And listen, for the first week after having not played for 4 months, we've got three very difficult games in 8 days, and that's something that we have to make sure that we're ready for.
Thank you, Declan, and good luck.